The Guardian.
This podcast is sponsored by audible.co.uk, the number one online destination for digital audiobooks.
The Guardian Poetry Podcast.
I'm Alice Oswald, and I'm going to read a poem called There Was a Man of Double Deed, which is a nursery rhyme. There was a man of double deed, sowed his garden full of seed. When the seed began to grow, 'twas like a garden full of snow. When the snow began to melt, 'twas like a ship without a belt. When the ship began to sail, 'twas like a bird without a tail. When the bird began to fly, 'twas like an eagle in the sky. When the sky began to roar, 'twas like a lion at the door. When the door began to crack, 'twas like a stick across my back. When my back began to smart, 'twas like a penknife in my heart. When my heart began to bleed, 'twas death and death and death indeed. This is an extraordinary poem. It comes from nowhere, and there's nothing you can find out about it. It makes no sense, but it proceeds from a very recognisable beginning, a man sowing seed, towards everyone's inescapable end. I love the last line, the way death just comes back to itself, twice, and is similar to nothing else. I call this kind of poem equilateral, because every line in it seems to have equal weight. It's quite difficult to write equilaterally. There's often some inward pressure that forces a poem to be radiant or funnel-shaped. Of course, no poetic form is better than any other, but I do find equilateral poems incredibly energetic. I like the feeling of the lines brushing up against each other's edges. It's as if they're being held in place by their own decisions. It's as if they're still alive. This is a nursery rhyme, and maybe it contains some motherly restlessness, some pent-up irritations. Things keep failing to finish. Every phrase is a short span of attention interrupted by something else. When the seed began to grow, when the snow began to melt, when the ship began to sail. And a couple of them actually smack you awake. 'Twas like a stick across my back. 'Twas like a penknife in my heart. People often tell me they turn to poetry for comfort, but I turn to it for discomfort. If I'm feeling unfocused, this poem has exactly the right measure of trance and shock to shake me back to my senses. Then there's the inscrutable magic of the simile. Poetry is itself a simile of the world, and this is a poem of poems, a simile of similes. The lines proceed by likeness rather than by cause and effect, as if they described a place with no temporal dimension, in which you can only approach death sideways, through rhyme and comparison. That is, in fact, what life looks like to the imagination. And after all, the imagination is one whole side of the mind which carries on its commentary even when its owner isn't listening. Because of this fact, because the imagination keeps going at the same time as the workaday brain, everything we do appears to be doubled. It is definitely true, as the poem says, that we are humans of double deed.
Visit audible.co.uk/Guardian Audio to choose from a selection of over 60,000 titles. With Audible, you can make more time for books by downloading and listening wherever you are and whatever you're doing.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.